30.1. Read, listen, and watch.
Read the following exercise and try to associate the ideas in English without literal translation. Wining and dining. Once upon a time, people only had to worry about becoming legally addicted to cigarettes and liquor. Now, just like nicotine and alcohol were developed to be even more addictive, we have genetically engineered foods ready to take a bite out of your brain. Fast food joints have become the ultimate eating destination for children and adolescents in the American continent. Mass consumption and reproduction of food have forced some of these places to rely on genetically engineered products that have been messed with to make them more pleasant to people's tastes, hence provoking the frequent return of their customers. The need for having a quick breakfast, lunch, or dinner in this fast-paced society has caused for restaurant owners to answer to the high demand, which, as a consequence, has led food developers to artificially enhance their formerly health-oriented products. The dependency that people have on these quick-fix restaurants, along with the sedentary routines that plague most lives, have resulted in a society that is, in its majority, overweight, hefty, and illness-prone. Why, then, have genetically engineered food processors continued with a practice that is, according to scientists, practically impossible to test, in order to assess the health effects when these are introduced into the food chain? Furthermore, because of the extremely high health risk that those foods present to people, most experts have publicly spoken out against their development. Let's not forget that, as customers, we have the power to determine the type of foods that we consume, and therefore, the type of foods that we allow to be supplied to us in the open market. As the old saying goes, why does the dog wag its tail? Because it's smarter than the tail. If the tail was smarter than the dog, then it would wag the dog.